It's kind of a, I've seen it in stores and things more than I've seen people make it. It's kind of a congealed kind of a thing.
Would you save the liver for anything?
Souse, isn't that what they call it too? I believe it's called souse. Souse and hoghead cheese, I think, are the same thing, I believe.
Yeah. Would you ever make anything out of liver?
Not much out of hog liver, I don't think so.
You ever cooked the liver or anything?
And of course, on the old male hog, people use those testicles and cook those things. A lot of people love those things.
Yeah. What about let's see, the meat between the shoulders and the ham what'd you call that?
And a hog?
But yeah, the meat between the shoulders and the ham.
I don't really know.
Well, you talk about making bacon. You'd cut out of what? How much bacon out of a hog?
Well, the bacon is the side.
Yeah.
Sides of the hog really what makes the bacon. It's just like, I know you've seen fat meat, big slab. Well, that's the stuff they make the fat meat out of. That's the same thing as you'd have the bacon. I mean, that's all the same. It's just the sides of the ribs or sides of the hog.
Would you cut anything off of was there anything you cut off of the skin of
you take the skin off the bacon, the rind.
Yeah. Okay. Would you ever, that meat that you'd buy cut up real thin to eat with your eggs, that was called? Would you ever buy any that you might cut up yourself, or the meat you'd cut up yourself to eat with your eggs? That was called.
Now, wait a minute, I don't know. Of course, I've had homemade bacon, and in fact, we have smoked some. Daddy, when I was a kid, they used to smoke the home-cured bacon and have home-cured hams.
Right.
Hmm.
Did you ever make anything out of the blood of a hog?
Mm-mm.
Listen, the Cajuns down in Louisiana like to take that and mix it up with rice. They make something they call boudin.
Well, I guess it might be all right. I guess it's kind of like a gravy or something, maybe the time you get it cooked or something. I don't know.
I ain't never had none.
I hadn't either. No.
Kind of like the old story about the purple cow.
I like gravy all right.
Yeah.
I love gravy, beef gravy or chicken gravy or anything.
Now, the kind of meat you might put in with your greens or something like that, that was what?
That's really kind of a salt meat or...
What if it had a lot of lean in it, say it was what?
Of course, what I was trying to think, like a ham hock or something like that you'd put in with the beans or something to cook that gives them seasoning.
Oh, yeah. Good, too.
That's what I was trying to think a while ago when you said something to put in.
Would you ever put cornmeal of any kind in with your
stuff? Joanne, a lot of times, take this bacon grease if she didn't have in fact, she likes it almost better than she does a piece of salt meat. Now, a ham hock or something like that's real good, but she just put, when she's cooking beans, or like string beans or something, put some of that bacon grease in.
My mother does that, too. I guess women learn how to, funny thing, women learn how to cook, use a lot of things like that. My mother especially had to when she came here. She claimed we used too much salt, too much seasoning in our food.
I like quite a bit of salt.
Well, you know why? Because we people sweat more here.
Yeah. And
I guess they have to use more.
You just get used to it, I guess.
What did y'all use for seasoning when you were younger?
You mean like salt and pepper and those kind of things?
Yeah.
I don't know. Of course, they put sage in sausage. But I don't like too much sage. I don't like it. I like enough to give a little flavor, but not the way you really taste sagey. Because I used to be more home-cured stock sausage than you have now, and a lot of people used to put quite a bit of sage in it.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about pork. Where'd you keep your...